Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
We are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, and I'm Shelley Neese. I'm the coordinator for American Christian Leaders for Israel, and I am here with my colleague, Tyson Lambertson, who is the outreach director for ICEJ USA.
Okay. So
Tyson?
So good to be here with you, Shelley.
We've basically been convention best friends for the last few days,
Yeah. Hanging
out in this hospitality pod, trying to make the ICEJ booth a place that people want to come to. But Tyson, tell me, what exactly is it that you do for ICEJ?
Yeah, great question. So my role is, as the U.S. Director of Outreach, is really an ambassador role for the embassy to the United States Church, to churches and pastors, to reach out to them and let them know what's happening at the International Christian Embassy of Jerusalem. And that takes several ways in which that is completed. One is that we provide content and understanding and training for pastors and churches to understand why replacement theology is upside down. And replacement theology leads to anti-Semitism. And so it's a big thing that's happening in the United States Church that we're trying to provide education to dismantle that. Secondly, we also do tours. And so if your church is wanting to take a tour to Israel, we can put that whole thing together. Kelsey is fantastic at putting tours together. And so church tours, feast tours.
Are they tours for pastors specifically or for congregants?
Yeah, for both. Yeah, okay. For both. So we help pastors establish churches, or start established church tours, and then we also provide tours for pastors, like the Envision Conference, Pastors and Leaders Conference in Israel. So several different ways. We're providing a serve tour where people can go and serve. We're providing the feast tour where people can go and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles coming up in October of this year. So we have the tours department. And then we have the church relations department, where we can come alongside of you, provide seminars. We can come and speak on Sunday mornings. We can do a Sunday evening. We can do Sunday school throughout, you know, on a Sunday morning, teaching about Israel and the importance of standing with Israel and why Israel matters today. Because when you look at Scripture, you can't get away from that. The same Israel of the Old Testament is the same Israel of today. We're called to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, comfort God's people, stand with them, and there's no greater time to do that than now. And then last but not least, one of the things we're doing with church relations around the nation is pastoral gatherings. So we have one coming up, and several coming up, and what we do is we come into a region, provide you with lunch and training on why Israel matters, and then talk to you about content, talk to you about tours, talk to you about the importance of giving to the Jewish people first. Paul said, give to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Throughout Scripture, we also say those who bless Israel are blessed. And so we navigate all of that and help come alongside and provide training and content, as well as action for pastors and churches.
Now, part of this, you're coming to very naturally because you were a pastor
right. For
many years. So tell me just about your own sort of life path that you were a preacher and now you're at ICEJ working with preachers. So what was God's call on your life?
Yeah, great. So I've been pastoring for 25 years. The last 19 I spent in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, the greatest church in the United States. And the people there are just fantastic. About 15 years ago, I was seeking the Lord, praying, and I was reading a book, and at the end of the book, there was an appendix, and I read the appendix, and the pastor was really saying that to get to the heart of God, we've got to know his people, and we've got to support his people. And so that caught my attention, and something inside of me sparked. It was like the Holy Spirit lit a little fire in my heart, And the next thing you know, this fire just began to burn and burn and burn and get larger. And so I began to discover, it's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. And so I caught it. And so we began to support ICEJ. We began to support APAC.
Your church did.
Right. Uh-huh. So it all started with APAC. APAC, a lady wanted me to go to Israel with her, with APAC. And so I went, and it was great. It was a political tour. And I thought, man, I need to get back here to do a biblical tour. I want to do that. And so I took a couple of people with me when we went back. And we went with ICJ. I connected with Michael Hines as well as Bram Moss. And just that fire just continued to burn and burn and burn. So I was leading church tours. I was leading pastoral tours with the ICJ, helping with that. And all of a sudden, I start leading our own tours. And just things began to flourish. And I began to understand the importance of Scripture when it comes to standing with Israel, comforting his people, having a heart for his people. And then I started to get a heart for the Middle East. We all know it's a mess. And my heart's cry is that there be reconciliation between Jews, Arabs, and Christians. And we need solid people, solid biblical people in the forefront, on the ground level, working on that. And in that process, I came to be friends with some Jewish people. One of my good friends, Benny Friedman, is like a brother to me, and just began to learn and the complexities, and it fascinates me. Mm-hmm. And then in July, Susan approached me and said, hey, what do you think about the U.S. Director of Outreach? And I said, hold on.
At that point, we're a happy preacher 20 years into the same church.
Right. Our church was thriving. The people were doing well. We're doing well. Mm-hmm. My kids love the Lord. And it's because our church loved our kids well. Great things were taking place. And in July, she asked me, and I said, well, before we even proceed, I need to get away and pray. And so that's what Tammy and I did. We got away and prayed. And then I talked to my elders and said, hey, this is a potential. Would you pray with me about this? And all of them with a resounding with hesitation, of course, because they didn't want us to go, but with a resounding yes, this is what we feel the Lord wants you to do. And so it's just confirmed over and over. Mm-hmm. And so here I am 4 months into it at the NRB in Dallas, Texas. Who knew? God did, I guess.
And so this was post October 7th also that you made this decision. So also just the world had changed at that point that you were approached.
Yeah. So what's crazy is my first day with the ICEJ was 1 year to the day of October 7th. And so that was another unique understanding that God has placed me in this position for such a time as this. And we really want churches and pastors and leaders to jump on board and realize that Scripture is very clear. It's very clear that there's an everlasting covenant with his people, and that we're grafted into that covenant, and it's the root that supports us, not we support the root. Romans 11 is very clear that we have a mandate as Christians. We have the Word of God, and we have Jesus because of the Jewish people. And so we're indebted to them. And I want to do everything I can with my remaining days saying, hey, pastors, churches, Christians, this is important. This is the heart of God. They're the apple of his eye. And so if you want to care about what God cares about, this is one of the big ones.
One thing that I've seen just with you interacting with people here is that, you know, if someone says something dismissive of Israel or they're not totally bought into this mission, as a pastor, you want to engage that conversation. You invite those conversations. And I think that's why it is so important to have a pastor on staff, to have a pastor in this job, because for a lot of us, like, for me, I just sometimes think, like, give me 5 minutes and I'll try and make a political Zionist out of anyone. But you are able to make a really theological basis for why we should support Israel and why we should do so as Christians. And I think that that's something that really pastors need to speak to pastors about. And so we're really thankful to have you at ICJ and doing what you're doing.
I look forward to partnering with ACLI, American Christian Leaders for Israel. So important. But there's so many pastors out there that have no understanding. And I'll just say this. If I can get them to Israel, It will change their life. It will change their ministry. It will change the people around them. I tell people this all the time. I can do more in 10 days in discipleship in Israel than I can in 5 years with people here in the States. So if we can get people to Israel, disciple them to where they see the scripture come alive, they begin to understand the concept and the complexities. They begin to understand the phrases that Jesus used, the cultural context, the geographical context. It does something deep inside, and it just ignites that small flame that I once had, and now it's burning bright.
Yeah. Right, right. So you just want to be there to catch whenever someone's reading an appendix and suddenly realizes that God has a plan for the Jewish people.
Yeah,
still.
Who knew? Who knew in the appendix I would have picked that up, and it was as if the Holy Spirit appointed that time for me to catch that. Yeah.
Thanks, Tyson.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.